with SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump has given the Hamas terrorist organization until 12 noon tomorrow to release all Israeli and American hostages it's still holding or face massive military attacks by Israel. On the Salem Media Group news program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, former U.S. Ambassador to Israel David Friedman says President Trump has taken the handcuffs off the Israeli military, unlike during the Biden years.
Yeah, that's a game-changing dynamic. And I think Hamas recognizes that as well. And the only question really is, will they blink? I have my doubts. I mean, they should, acting as a rational actor, they should blink. Their days are numbered. They're going to be eradicated. They should release all the hostages and use that as a means to find an exit. But that would mean a defeat. And I don't think that they have constitutionally the ability to accept that unless it's forced upon them.
David Friedman's full This Week on Capitol Hill interview will air on radio stations nationwide this weekend, as well as being broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNNews.com, the House Budget Committee advanced a budget resolution after a marathon meeting, clearing the first hurdle in the GOP conference's effort to pass President Trump's legislative agenda. Details from Bernie Bennett.
The panel approved the budget resolution in a party-line 21-16 vote, sending it to the full chamber for consideration. It remains unclear when Speaker Mike Johnson plans to bring the measure to the floor. Johnson and Republican leadership issued the following statement: "This is the start of the process, and we remain laser-focused on ultimately sending a bill to President Trump's desk, which, among other things, secures the border, keeps taxes low for families and job creators, restores American energy dominance, and makes government work better for all Americans." The House is out of session next week and is set to return to Washington on February 24th. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
This is SRN News. Oregon considers expanding assisted suicide.
The legislation in question would drop the requirement that a doctor examine the patient and prescribe the suicide drugs. The new proposal would allow physician assistants and nurse practitioners to make the decision and hand out the pills. Oregon lawmakers are also thinking about cutting the wait time for assisted suicide from 15 days to 48 hours and allowing a doctor to waive that limitation if he thinks he ought to. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Billionaire mega donors are opening their wallets to influence the high-stakes race for control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which could decide the future of abortion in the state. The winner of the April 1st election will determine whether the court in the battleground state remains under liberal control or flips to a conservative majority. Cases affecting abortion, contraception, and congressional redistricting will be taken up by the court this year. This is SRN News. Ohio's governor has once again extended the state's unofficial death penalty moratorium.
Republican Mike DeWine has postponed three more executions scheduled for this year. The execution dates have been moved to the summer of 2028. The governor cites the state's inability to secure the drugs used in lethal injections due to pharmaceutical suppliers' unwillingness. President Trump has ordered Attorney General Bondi to help states try to resolve the issue, but DeWine says he expects no further executions during his term, which runs through next year. Thomason reporting.
Texas executing 46-year-old Richard Lee Tabler, convicted of killing two men as part of a 2004 dispute with his boss at a club. A Florida man put to death for the 1997 killings of a husband and wife at a remote farm in an attack witnessed by the couple's toddler. 64-year-old James Dennis Ford put to death at Florida State Prison. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.